Stews. Good morning, Sunshine Country. It's now 7 minutes. That's you. There you go.
All right.
7 minutes past the hour of 11 o'clock, and I'm joined by the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors, Charlotte Schmidt. How are you, Charlotte?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm
loving
well.
The rain.
Got a little rain.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Much needed.
Needed some rain, and we got some rain, so that's good. Maybe some more yet coming, too. So
I see that.
Did you have quite a bit of rain at your place?
Yes, but, you know, I used to have a rain gauge, and it blew away, and I haven't replaced it yet. So I don't know how much, but it's pretty wet,
yeah.
Let me tell you.
Yeah. All the supervisors present at the meeting this
they
morning.
They were all present at the meeting in person today.
All the routine preliminary items were approved.
Yes, they were.
The audience comments. Did you have audience comments?
We had no audience comments today, none at all.
Okay. Supervisors Weekly Committee and Assignment Updates.
Bryant Amos attended the Conservation Board meeting last night. Mike Olson attended the East-West Nishnabatna Watershed Quarterly Meeting. And then also he had a juvenile detention meeting in Council Bluffs. Mark had none, and Alex Burton, he attended the Nishna Productions Board Meeting.
Okay. All right. Then you had Dorsey and Whitney with the countywide urban revitalization. That was the agenda item. And then there was also a discussion and action, if any, was necessary. Tell me about that agenda item.
Well, John Danos with Dorsey and Whitney, he went over with the board. We're looking at, as a county, as a board, that we need something in place for commercial and for residential and for industrial, some kind of incentive, tax mm-hmm. incentive, so that if you want to come into our county and you want to do something, then we would have some kind of a tax abatement. But in the Iowa code, there's two codes. Iowa 404 is for urban revitalization, and that's really kind of, there's two things with that. Your property tax abatement is what you would look at there, okay?
Right. Yeah.
All right. And then the second is Iowa code 403, which is TIF, tax increment financing. And he talked about that too, which it need to set up a specific urban renewal area. And I am not an expert on that, but he did a very good job of explaining that to the board. And the board is, you know, we have to look down the road here,
mm-hmm.
how we want our county to grow and invite people in and we not just for the commercial, but also for the single resident. And in our comprehensive plan that we finished last year, we had designated some areas where there would be possibly, you know, residential growth. And so he talked to us all about it. And, you know, he did a wonderful job of explaining it to us. You know, it's a process, you know, by which the county allows the property owner, to build a new structure, you mm-hmm. know, there's special designated areas and the county just basically, you know, has to have some kind of a policy or program, you know, in place so that if they come to you. And the other thing he said to us was, he shared with us is one of the things when someone comes to you, there's two questions you need to ask. What do you need
mm-hmm.
and why do you need it? And based on that is how you will decide. And each incident is separate.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But you're looking to try to establish some sort of policy of
right.
some sort going
right.
forward.
Right.
So that you can utilize maybe a TIF type scenario or something
right.
like that.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And so also the other thing that was brought up in the board's discussion was that, I lost my train of thought, but basically, the board's different people, the board, you know, there's elections all
oh,
the
yeah.
time. And so the board, the faces of the board change.
Mm-hmm.
And so you need to have some kind of policy. And like he said, John Danos, he said, you know, you can always change policies.
Mm-hmm.
So if a new board comes in and say, hey, this is a policy that this group did in this year, you know what, you know, things have changed within the last few years and we need to update this.
Sure.
But at least they'll know, you know, that we've started something and where we're coming from.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there was no action on that.
No, no action. Yeah. We'll bring it back to the board to discuss.
Yeah.
But today, no, there's no action.
But at some point, you will look at setting some sort of policy of some sort going forward.
Yes.
Which can be a pretty valuable development tool that the county would have available to us.
I agree with you on that 100%.
Okay.
Yes. Much needed.
Yeah.
Much needed.
All right. Secondary roads update. Tell me about that.
Not a lot. Very short. They hauled rock to Coburg and Elliott areas and cold patching south of Stanton. So that's about it on that.
All right. What about the plans for L and Q railroad bridges?
Well, you know, that has been in the process with the railroad. And so now it's time we approved the L and Q Avenue Railroad bridges, the plans for them. And so there's two separate plans because you have L and Q.
Mm-hmm.
And so then Karen said that they'll probably let out bids October, November timeframe. But we had to get all that approved, get it back, all that back to the railroad. And so everything takes time.
Well, do you do both plans when you let plans? Will you let them both at the same time, or will you do one and then the other?
No,
you'll do them both?
Yep.
All
That's
right.
what she said.
Okay. Anything else from secondary roads?
That was pretty short today, actually.
New business. Discuss and approve Veterans Affairs Commission appointment of Gerald Palmquist to a 3-year term ending June 30 of 2028.
Yes, that was approved unanimously,
Claims payable for Wednesday, June 25th. That amount was determined. What was the amount?
That was $414,113.26.
Okay. A little more than normal?
I don't know. I don't know on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was approved?
It was approved.
All right. Open courthouse cleaning bids, fiscal year 2026, and action is necessary.
We had two bids. One was from our current provider, Nishna Productions. The second one was from a private company, and Nishna Productions came in less, and so they were approved. We kept them.
What was the amount of that bid, you know?
$1,499.
Okay. All right. And then you had the Office of Auditor of let me do that again. Approve the Office of Auditor of State Progress Bill for fiscal year 2024 auditing services in the amount of $67,399.36. What are we doing there?
That's what they're charging us for doing our fiscal year audit.
Okay.
The 2024 fiscal year audit.
Okay.
So
all right.
That's it.
And the Class F retail alcohol license for the Red Oak Country Club?
Oh, yes. That was approved unanimously.
All right. And then discuss and approve the treasurer to cancel outstanding warrants listed for fiscal year 2003 through fiscal year 2024.
And, you know, what those are checks that haven't been cashed.
Okay.
And so, basically, if they haven't been cashed, we're going to cancel them.
Yeah.
So if you didn't get it cashed, you should probably run today and do it.
If that check is laying on the counter for 20 years and you didn't cash it. So, all right. And then the next meeting, appropriations resolution. What else do we have upcoming for the next meeting?
She doesn't really have. We didn't have anything else right now.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. Charlotte Schmidt with me, the chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors. What else do we need to touch on that we haven't touched on, Charlotte?
Not a thing I can think about.
Okay. Very good.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds good. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Okay.
Enjoy the rain, and we'll look to get to visit with you again next week.
Next week. July 1st already.
That's exactly right. Make it a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Charlotte Schmidt with me, chair of the Montgomery County Board of Supervisors.
It's time to check on the Country Sunshine forecast at this hour, brought to you by Bungie.